This is Daim Shabazz with Chess Drum. We're in St. Louis, Missouri. We just finished the closing ceremonies for the St. Louis Rapid and Blitz, which is part of the Grand Chess Tour. And LeVon Aronian won the Rapid and Blitz tournament, and the Sinkfield Cup was won by Maxime Bachier-Legrave. I have one of the participants of the Rapid and Blitz. He is a grandmaster from Cuba. Their top player, his name is Linnea Dominguez. I'd like to welcome you to the Chess Drum audience.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you're from Cuba, and you've been their number one player for many years. Is this your first time playing in the U.S.?
No, I've been here before. I came for the first time in 2011 to play a tournament in Texas. And then I came also to San Luis in 2014. I was invited to play a match, a Rapid and Blitz match, against one of the American players of the Olympic team, actually Ray Robson, and that was actually my first time in San Luis. This is my second time.
What did you think of the tournament and the conditions and the level of competition and play here?
Well, it was all very nice. Simply, it's difficult to imagine a better tournament in terms of the atmosphere and the level of the players, and also the fact that Kasparov is playing this year, as I said before, makes it really special for me and for, I think, for the rest of the players of my generation, because we grew up with his games and admiring him, and to have the opportunity to actually play against him, it's really nice. And I think overall it's been a great experience to be here.
Now, you're from a reasonably sized island, 11 million, but it's one of the top chess countries in the world. What do you attribute to the enthusiasm of chess in Cuba?
Well, there is a lot of culture in chess there, because I think mainly because of we had a world champion in the past, Capablanca, and I think after that there was always like a big interest for chess. Chess was very popular, and especially like in the last since 2002 or something, they started like programs to make chess even more popular, and everybody is aware of the results in tournaments of our best players and so on, and it's a country where people really like chess, and I think that's why we have a strong team and so on.
I actually went to Cuba some years ago. I think it might have been in 2011 or so. And I saw chess in the parks. I saw art, chess in, also in the Habana Libre Hotel. I think the Olympiad was held there. Are there any up-and-coming players in Cuba now?
Yeah, for sure there are new talents. I was following a little bit the Cuban championship this year, and there are a couple of young players who are probably very good already. And I think we have some quite promising youngsters coming with power.
So the next year is the Olympiad, but before that there's a World Cup, which is a qualifier for the World Championship. Will you be playing in that?
No, I'm not. I will not be playing because of personal reasons. I will stay resting and mainly preparing. But yeah, it's pity because it's a good opportunity to try to qualify. And besides, it's a very strong field this year. I mean, Magnus is even playing, a lot of other grandmasters, but that's how it is for me now. I have to keep preparing. I hope I can, when I play again in classical chess, I will be playing some good chess.
Last question. So what's your next events? What do you plan to do from here?
Yeah, as I was saying, I will take a long break. I started already after the World Rapid and Blitz in Qatar in December. I didn't play much. I just played a couple of rapid events, but I was resting from classical chess, and I will continue to do so like for half a year. So I was planning to have this year with just preparing mainly and having a rest, and then I'm planning to come back next year with my usual tournaments, and I hope that I can do well.
Well, thanks a lot for the interview, and I wish you well in the future, and good luck.
Thank you.
This is Daim Shahbaz, and we're signing off.